Sports with Coach Brent Indest, brought to you by Medco Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike, Minvale, Grubbs, and Dalbor, Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, and Gator Gear Customs. And now, here's Coach Indest.
Welcome and good morning. A blustery, yet welcoming, cool breeze.
First day of fall.
Cool breeze, not Drew Breeze, cool breeze.
You know, the character in New Iberia used to be named Cool Breeze.
You know, I vaguely remember that. I know that, like, I don't know that, but I know that.
Check, check, double check. We had our share of nicknames here in this community.
Check, check, double check.
True story.
Yeah. We're in for some beautiful, yeah, I think we got 0% chance of rain.
Yeah.
At least I saw, don't take this. This is a sports show. So don't take whatever I say about the weather. Yeah.
It's 10% chance,
you know, but yeah, there's very little chance of rain the next few days.
Let me throw another big one at you. Big shot Duga.
Big shot Duga.
This town was full of, full of nicknames.
I'm sorry. I don't think we can beat Brobridge because Brobridge in the official Bell South phone book had nicknames.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Hello.
That's Brobridge odd. Had official their nicknames in the Bell South phone book.
We're looking at each other. We have our fair share of nicknames.
Absolutely. We got Browski and Turbo here.
That's right.
Looking great for golf the rest of the week. Remember, out at Cane Row, the golf course is just in tremendous shape. We've avoided these storms and just the greens, the bunkers, the fairways, just everything is just gorgeous. So if you get a chance, get out there. I know they've got some great specials. Or if you just want to go get something to eat. Also in the pro shop, a lot of cool stuff. Working on it, we've got a brand new golf pro.
Oh?
Yes. Brand new golf pro.
Didn't pull anybody out of retirement, huh?
No. This is a young man. And I'm not... His name is escaping me right now. I want to say it's a Desimo, but
a Desimo.
It's a Desimo.
Okay.
But I'm not positive, and I'm hoping to get him on the show soon so we can talk about, you know, exciting having a new golf pro. Of course, we've been without a golf pro for quite a while now, and it's very welcome at Cane Row. Also, Mark from Cane Ranch next door, Mark Leapry, sent me some pictures yesterday. They've got an elk out there, bro.
Huh?
They've got an elk out there. I'm not saying a big deer. It is an elk.
Does it have a mate?
No.
Well, you got to have little elks if you want to continue with the...
Well, I think they continue that somewhere else. That elk is there for a different reason. It's not to breed. It's there to, you know, eventually be someone's trophy.
Yeah, but I mean... You got to have another elk, man, this one's...
Actually, I was told, and I'm learning, so I learned from Mark when he explains all this. A lot of the deer, there are only males in there.
Okay.
Because, like I'm going to give you an example. So we have these black bucks out there, which resemble an antelope.
All right.
Gorgeous deer. They look like, I mean, they're I think they originate in South America, something like that. Well, these animals, first of all, they don't have antlers. They have horns.
Okay.
Now, there's a difference, and I'm learning. Again, I don't want to act like I know all this. I know it now because I've recently learned. Antlers regrow. So when a deer loses its antlers, they come back.
That's correct. I knew that.
You don't get horns back.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah, horns like don't grow back.
Like a ram.
Once they break them.
Yeah.
So these gorgeous black bucks, they call, and they're a small species. They're not big.
Okay.
Okay, they look like a doe, you know.
Like 100 pounds or whatever.
I'm guessing, okay. Well, they don't want to put the females out there because they'll start fighting over the females.
Okay.
And they break their horns. Once that creature breaks its horns, it's not near as beautiful. So just a little, you know, you're looking for a little tidbit of...
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah, I knew deers lost their antlers through the, and that's why they go through there. They have that velvet touch on their antlers, and they rub, and this anyway.
But there's just some, there's some gorgeous beasts out there, man. I'm telling you. Now, I don't know if Hugh wants a giraffe, and zebra, but I don't know if Mark is going to comply.
Well, what happened to the lions and tigers and bears?
Well, we don't want predators out there stalking each other. That's one thing for certain.
But they're on the golf course.
we do not want predators stalking one another out there. We need to make sure that whatever beasts are out there, they're at the top of the food chain. We don't want anything, you know.
All right. I understand.
One of the greatest lines of all time in any movie is from The Lion King.
Okay.
Hey, what's eating you? Nothing. He's at the top of the food chain. Or, hey, what's our motto? I don't know. What's the matter with you?
Well, I shot an elephant in my pajamas. I got my pajamas
Pig?
On.
That's Mr. Pig to you. I'm sorry. Animated, whatever. One of the greatest movies ever.
Tomorrow we start tearing down the dormitories. What's, Professor, where are the students going to sleep? In class like they always have.
Good stuff. Good stuff. We could just rattle them off. So the NFL on Wednesdays, I'm going to kind of go over the hierarchy of the NFL, and it's amazing how things in the NFL. The NFL is so crazy. College is more systematic. College, there's not near as many surprises in college. There might be an upset here and there, but you just don't see a team that looks so great one week and just so horrendous the next.
Like I told you yesterday, that Archie Manning, in second year, they beat the Cowboys, who won the Super Bowl that year.
You don't see it that often in college like you do in the NFL. So when you start listing NFL top to bottom, it's difficult. But I will say this list, I respect it, because to me this isn't a knee-jerk list. For instance, you still got the Bucks at the top
pretty much until they're just thrown.
You get it. But the Chiefs are still at two, even with the loss.
I can believe that.
I think it can be looked at as a bit of an anomaly. You are going to have people that just have a difficult time defending the Ravens because of what they do. I tell you what, you know, and I don't know, I don't think it's on the schedule. I want to see the Ravens against the Panthers. I think the Panthers match up well with the Ravens as far as their defense.
Yeah, run defense, sure.
I really do. Really, really do.
Do they play this year?
I don't know.
I don't think they do. I could be wrong.
I don't think
I'll pull
do
it
either.
Up.
That would be an out-of-conference deal, right?
Correct. In other words, a division matchup.
Yes. But the Chiefs still hanging in it, too, which I agree with. I do believe that the Chiefs are one of the top two teams in the NFL still. I do think that, I don't know, people are figuring out, and I'm just not going to say Mahomes, but I'm going to talk about the offense in general. I do think that they're getting a better grasp of what the Chiefs are doing, and the NFL has caught up a little bit to what's going on.
Yeah.
But when you think about it, it's about dudes, okay? And when you've got arguably the best dude in the league at quarterback, the best dude in the league at tight end, one of the best dudes in the league at receiver, and it's Hill, right? Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill.
And then you've got Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who's a top 10 runner.
It might be the fastest guy in the NFL, too.
Tyreek Hill, yes. Well, Tyreek Hill is notably, he's challenged Usain Bolt to a race, which I'm sorry, Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, I don't think
I mean, unless Usain is just not doing anything.
He gets out the blocks.
Maybe if he's turned into Thor in Endgame, when Thor started playing video games and got fat.
Unless he's Spider-Man.
But sorry, I mean, Usain Bolt is insane.
Yeah, he's one of a kind.
Yeah, insane. The Ravens are listed at third.
I can challenge that, though.
I do, too. I just – they're such – they themselves, they're such an enigma.
Yeah.
You know, after they lose, everybody talks about how the quarterback, Lamar Jackson, does not have enough weapons around him. They lost Gus Edwards. They don't quite have the defense that they had.
And they lost his backup running back, too. Dobbins.
So this is one that I question, but I will say this. If you polled all of the defensive coordinators in the NFL, now I'm going to say this with a lot of conviction, although this is a total.
That's 32 of them.
Yes, on my part. But if you polled all 32 defensive coordinators and asked, what team would you least like to face? The Bucks wouldn't be one of the top two.
I tend to agree with that.
It's going to be Ravens, Chiefs, and I think Ravens are going to be one. You just don't want to see that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we would go into games. I'm going to get – Franklin had a couple of teams that I just flat out knew, okay, we're just a better football team than these people. But they got that guy back there at quarterback that when he starts running around and creating stuff on its own, there's really not a great defense for that. Now, up there's the spy, and, you know, there's the obvious you don't play straight man, because when you're playing straight man, that's what really hurts you. If you're a straight man team against a running quarterback, and man is what you want to do, so meaning you're a man-free team, meaning one safety deep, a man-two team with two safeties deep playing man, which is a horrible run defense to begin with. If you base out of those type of schemes, you have to run a lot more zone against guys like Lamar Jackson, because you don't want the DB's backs to be to the quarterback.
That's right.
You don't want five guys running away from the quarterback. They might be backpedaling away in zone, but at least they can stick their foot in the ground and come up and tackle the guy. So the Ravens are an enigma. And like I said, a team that nobody wants to face, yet can they just put together win after win after win after win? The Rams, man, the ascent. Do you know that the last time that Stafford won two games in a row? Now, two games in a row. We're not talking about five in a row. We're not talking playoff. We're talking two in a row.
Two in a row.
It was 2017.
They made the playoffs the year before, maybe?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, 2017, that might have been the year they made it. That's the last time the guys won two games in a row. Moving down the Bills. So the Bills, they kind of gave the Bills a free pass for the first game debacle against the – was it the Browns? No, the Browns were the Steelers.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Bills just played terrible week one. So they kill my Fins 35-0.
Yeah.
So they're 1-1. The Packers, just like Aaron Rodgers said, Aaron Rodgers came out and said, hey, y'all just shut up. We're fine. And guess what? They're fine. So got them at 6. 49ers, 2-0.
Yeah, you're right. Buffalo got beat by the Steelers at first.
Yeah, Steelers. Browns 1-1, which I do think the Browns were, you know, they were everybody thought top five team, but I still think, I don't know, Browns, Ravens play each other 10 times. I think Browns beat them 6 out of 10.
Just me.
Seahawks, a team I hate, but they're solid, 1-1. The Cardinals at 2-0, I think that's rated a little low. Kyler Murray is something, but I just defensively, I know they've got their issues. The Raiders at 2-0 at 11. They went 2-0 last year and ended up 8-8.
Yeah.
They're still, you got to show me. Steelers 1-1, Roethlisberger's nicked up. Broncos 2-0. Hadn't really beat anybody that good.
Yeah, you got to pay the charges. The Chiefs said,
yes. So they've got folks coming up that they'll show what they've got. You got Chargers rated behind the Broncos. Don't see that. Just don't see that at all. Patriots rated behind them. And I don't know. I love Belichick. I'm going to talk about him in a little while, too, when we start talking about the new taunting rules. 1-1. Titans 1-1. You know, man, if the Titans are the 16th best team in the NFL.
That surprises me. Not that they'd be higher.
Ah, gosh, they can't be the 16th best team in the NFL. If Tannehill continues to do what he did last week, they combine a 320 yards passing with 180 yards rushing. And then the Cowboys at 17. I think the Cowboys are ahead of a lot of these guys. And I'm not a big Cowboys fan. I'm probably one of the very few people out there that neither love nor hate the Cowboys.
Yeah, they can come and go with
me. I like Dak Prescott. I like that he's a Louisiana guy. I root for him. I think he's a first-class guy.
Heart in Louisiana.
Yeah, so I don't hate on the Cowboys. But I do believe the Cowboys are better than a lot of teams in that top 16. Panthers at 2-0. I don't know if I'm drinking the Kool-Aid here. My buddy Kevin Foote would just spit on me for saying this. He doesn't even call them the Panthers. He calls them the Arnolds.
The Arnolds, yeah. They go to Houston this weekend. Yeah.
I just think they're really good on defense.
And they play tomorrow night.
I think, you know, I looked back at the Jets game. That game wasn't as close as that 19-14 score.
Yeah, that
showed.
You might be right about that.
They are really good on defense.
And
I think Sam Darnold is slow. He and McCaffrey, you know, I like the tight end, Darnold to Arnold.
Yep.
I think they're better than that. The Saints, I don't know. I just don't know. The Saints are back to where everybody projected them at the beginning of the year, around, you know, that 19.
Yeah, 8 and 9.
I just don't know. I just don't know. Like we said before, they're somewhere between that team for week one and week two, but they're so far of a chasm between those two teams. Where do they fall?
That's right.
Eagles 1-1, yeah, you know.
And they play the
Jalen Hurts. I love Jalen Hurts. At Manning Camp, one of the most first class. Marcus Mariota and Jalen Hurts, my two favorite quarterbacks.
Really?
At Manning Camp that I got to know a little bit.
And the Beagles playing Dallas Monday night, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. The Skins 1-1, you know, in that division, you never know. I mean, I still think the Giants, you know, I know what Joe Judge is telling the Giants, you're going to come way down there. But he's telling them, guys, look, this division, nobody's winning more than 9-10 games, possibly not more than 8-9 games. That's what history tells us.
Unless Dallas has just a breakout year.
Yes. And so, hey, don't freak out. We're one game out of, you know, we're one game from, you know, if everybody else loses, we win. We're tied. Colts 0-2. Carson Wentz, two ankle injuries. Busted both ankles. Doesn't look good for them. Vikes 0-2. I do think that the Vikings are probably, which they are listed here, the best 0-1 team in the NFL. You know, miss a chip shot of a field goal. So I do think you got Dalvin Cook. Kirk Cousins, he's better than average, I believe.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know, he can. Kirk Cousins can put a team on his back every now and then to win a football game.
He's not elite.
That's what I look at. Can this guy, on occasion, put the team on his back and win a game for you?
Not elite, but a good quarterback.
Yes. You know, I don't know if Jameis can do that. I don't think Teddy Bridgewater can do that.
I don't think we got the receivers.
You know, I'm looking down. You know, a lot of these young guys, I don't think Jalen Hurts can do that. You know, I don't think Mac Jones can do that yet. You know, another guy, can Daniel Jones with the Giants, can he put a team on his back? Yeah. I think Joe Burrow can eventually if they put people behind him. So you got the Bears at 25. I think the Bears might be a little better than that. Not just saying that to make Jeff happy in the other room. But I do think they're a little better than that. Cincinnati. Boy, I want to say they're better than that, but they are playing good defense.
That might get you a win here, too.
Keep running the ball. I would love to see Cincinnati win 7 games this year. Just kind of start moving in the right direction.
Well, they're 1-1.
And again, the Giants, I root for the Giants. I got my buddy over at the Giants, Derek Dooley, used to work for him at Louisiana Tech. They're 0-2, rooting for them, although they don't look very good. The Texans are the lowest rated one-win team. Which deservedly so, because their win is versus the Jags, the worst team. And then you finish it off with the Dirty Birds, the Jets. The Lions, the Jets ahead of the Lions. If the Lions are playing the Jets right now, I'll give the Jets 4 points and take the Lions.
Yeah,
I totally disagree with that one. I think the Lions are better than the Dirty Birds. I think they're better than the Texans. I think they're better than the Giants, maybe even Cincinnati. So I'm thinking the Lions are like 26. Just me. I thought they looked pretty good at times against the Pack.
Yeah, they did. I agree. They moved the ball.
Yes. Up 17-14 at half. And I know halftime didn't get you anything. All right, so we're going to come back. We're going to talk SEC. We're going to talk Sun Belt, what the Cajuns have in front of them. And what should LSU's goal be? And I'm not talking about in the official. But if I'm Coach O, if I'm Pete's, if I'm Durante Jones, where should I be looking like a minimum goal to be toward the end of the season that might not get us fired? And we're going to talk about that when we come back right here. Give us a call, 367-1240, www.cane1240.com. Remember, Simple Radio. We've also got the TuneIn app. Check us out. We'll be back in a minute.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221 or visit harrisheatcool.com.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
At Arsenault Ford, we know how important it is to keep your vehicle maintained and on the road.
We make it easy and safe to service your vehicle with curbside service, no contact service, and in some cases, pickup and delivery.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Welcome back, Bayou Sports. Remember, stick around after the show. Around 8:20, we'll have Lee Kay coming on with The Breakfast Club. Also, remember, Tesh Matters will be live Friday at the Quarter Tavern.
Celebrating the Sugar Cane Festival.
Is that this weekend? Yes, it is. Thursday. The Sugar Cane Festival, I'm sorry, it's not canceled. It's just been moved to Quarter Tavern.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
That's where the Sugar Cane Festival is this year, folks. It's at the Quarter Tavern.
They need to block off the road.
Yeah. Give us a block.
What the heck?
Come on, Freddie. Give us a block. Give us the block, man.
Yeah, just put those hay bales down there.
You know, we'll allow people to get in McDonald's.
Yeah. Yeah, don't worry, Larry.
But gosh, dog it, yeah. Going to be good times this weekend. Good times at the QT. So, SEC, we talked about, my question is, and if anybody wants to chime in on this one, if they disagree, agree. I'm looking at what I consider, and it's a shame to say this because LSU recruits better than three of these teams year in and year out. But right now, whether you like it or not, the hierarchy of the SEC is five teams, and LSU is not one of them.
Not right now.
Not right now. It is Bama, Georgia, Florida, Ole Miss, and A&M. And I can't believe I'm throwing Ole Miss in there.
Yeah.
But I'm talking right now. I'm not talking body of work over the last, but the way it's looking, you've got the, we're going to talk about it later. We've got the Heisman leading candidate for Ole Miss. I mean, we're talking a team that's typically recruits in the, you know, 15th to 20th position in the country.
Even lower than that.
But they've got it going on. Lane Kiffin's got it going on. Now, right after that top five, the power ratings this week list, Arkansas, Kentucky, Auburn ahead of LSU. Those are very attainable. So if I am, if I'm taking the Weight Watchers philosophy looking at this and not saying, hey, I want to lose 50 pounds. No, I want to lose five as my goal. And then you know,
you got to start somewhere.
You got to keep pushing that goal. By the way, if I say it on the radio, it's going to help me. So I'm on a quest to get, I haven't been below 200 pounds in about 7 years.
I can't say that.
Okay. And I'm, this morning, I'm just under 207. And look, I've been around 218, okay? So, and I'm working on it. So we're gonna keep up with it. You got to keep asking me so it'll put pressure on.
Yeah, you got to be able to run that split veer.
So getting back to LSU. If I'm LSU, and of course you're not telling your players this, hey, guys, we're just not as good as these other teams right now. But if LSU, Turbo, help me out here. Let's pull up our Kane, our schedule here.
LSU plays Mississippi State this weekend.
So if LSU does what I'm saying, okay, pulling up this, and can handle Kentucky, Arkansas, and Auburn.
Okay, yeah.
And not the others. I'm looking. Oh, here we go. Purple and gold. So right now, LSU 2-1. Mississippi State 3-1. Auburn 4-1. Kentucky 5-1. Florida 5-2. Ole Miss 5-3. Alabama 5-4. Arkansas 6-4. ULM 7-4. A&M 7-5. Does he keep his job?
It's 7-5.
Well, I think
borderline.
I think he keeps his job.
Borderline. Depends how bad those losses are.
You know what? I agree with that. If we look uncompetitive against those others now, of course, I think that the Tigers can do better than that. I think that they can find a way
to beat
one or two of these teams.
They have A&M's number, in my opinion. The only time A&M beat them was that seven-time overtime.
You know, we were driving back from the Country Day crazy game.
Mm-hmm.
A game that we looked like we had lost two or three times.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Brew and mm-hmm. Armin Schwing.
Okay.
Coming, Armin driving. And we were listening to music. And all of a sudden, hey, let's put on the game. And we start, it starts getting into overtime. And we're listening. And it was, that was crazy. And, of course, LSU really did technically win that. I don't know if you say technically, but the officials just completely blew it.
Yeah, they missed a call, yeah.
Yeah, completely blew it. But
twice.
Twice. Not once, but twice. And, you know, I still haven't seen the ending. I haven't seen that because I wasn't there, and I guess I could go back on YouTube somewhere and
I watched it.
I saw a couple of highlights. But, you know, of course, that was a state semifinal game, so we immediately just jumped into preparing for Notre Dame after that. And so I really didn't have time to be thinking about that. But I just look at it. Arkansas, Kentucky, Auburn, those LSU needs to win those football games. Ole Miss, you're always going to feel like you have a chance because you're going to be able to move the ball, or you better be able to move the ball.
Can you
stop Matt Corral?
That's right.
And what he's got going on around him. We got a caller?
We do.
All right. You're on the air. You're on the air, Bayou Sports.
Brent.
Substreet.
You can't forget that I was in that car.
Oh, you were in the car. Yes, you were in the car. I'm sorry, Phil.
Yeah, but you were too busy messing with the stats, man.
No, Phil. Yeah, what, yeah. Hey, we were jamming to some tunes on. You remember that on the way back?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, it was me, you, and Orma Swing, I think.
Okay, so Brew wasn't with us for that one?
You said Brew?
Yeah, Andrea Broussard. There was one of those big games.
No, okay.
Because there was one of those big games we came back. It might have been the next year. You know what? Yeah, it might have been the next year. I just remember it was a long trip that she was coming back with us. Okay, so it was the three of us. Yeah, we had some good times in the old F-150 coming back from games.
I missed that, man. That was a lot of fun. Yeah, yeah. I had to call and correct you, man, because that
Phil, Tigers. If Tigers beat Arkansas, Kentucky, Auburn, but lose to the teams that they will not be favored against, not even close, A&M, Ole Miss, Florida, Georgia. I'm sorry, Georgia doesn't count. Georgia's not in there.
Right.
So A&M, Ole Miss, Florida, Alabama, and O goes 7-5.
I think you got to beat A&M.
Does he keep his job?
No, I think you got to beat A&M at the end. I think 8-4. Yeah.
Okay. So you're saying one of them, and you think A&M's the best chance out of those?
Oh yeah, I'm not sold on A&M at all. I think we can beat A&M.
My problem with A&M is they're really good on defense.
Yeah.
They are really good on. I'm telling you, I've watched them twice, and look, they are struggling on offense, but defensively they are really good. They're not Georgia good, but they're good.
Right. Yeah.
Now, Georgia defensively. Georgia's defensive front. Yeah. That's an NFL defensive front.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm not saying it'd be easy win. I'm just saying,
I'm with you. So you think that's the best shot at a W of the – I'm going to call them the Elite Five right now in the SEC.
Yes.
And am I drinking too much Lane Kiffin Kool-Aid right now? Maybe so. But, boy.
They can beat Ole Miss, I think. Yeah.
I'm just saying, they're a nightmare to defend.
Yeah,
Ole Miss,
I don't think
so. I always look at that because I tell you, people say, Brent, you're always an offensive coach, but – what I did on offense was always so I did what I did, so I didn't have to think that much offense each week because I was just going to do what I was going to do. So every week, my number one deal was how are we going to stop so-and-so? And I look at Ole Miss and go, oh, my God, how you stop that? How do you?
Yeah.
They're optioning everything. They're doing everything that's chic and cool in football right now. As far as I've said it before, I'll say it again. They've taken the Navy, Army, Flexbone, Wishbone, Veer. They've taken that philosophy of make you defend 11, and we're going to read a guy, whether it's in the passing game or the run game. So we're going to add one guy to the equation on the offense, and we're going to subtract one on the defense. We're going to make you defend. That's why I think Tom Brady's such a freak these days. Because when you play Tampa Bay, you don't have to defend 11 guys at all.
Yeah.
At all. Mahomes is not – there's not many designed runs for Patrick Mahomes. But you still got to defend him as an 11th guy.
Right.
You've got to defend the guy at Buffalo. You've got to defend him as an 11th guy because they move around. You got to spy that guy. You got to contain him. They ain't got to contain Tom Brady because that's how good he is. That's how good he is, and how good the Bucs are. But anyway,
I don't. Brent, LSU could beat Ole Miss in a Country Day type of game. The type of game you had against Country Day.
Yeah.
Maybe like that. Maybe just to outscore them. But you got to
outscore them. I agree with you, Phil.
Oh no, no doubt. It looks like Ole Miss gonna get their 35, and I'm they're gonna get their 35.
Oh yeah. Oh no doubt.
Yes.
I mean, I was thinking 48 to 45. Anyway,
and you hope, and again, turnovers always in games. Turnovers.
Right.
That can always make the difference.
Yeah, that's
if you play clean and they don't, that always helps. Yeah. Especially if you get a couple of short fields, special teams, all those variables out there. All right, Phil, man, always appreciate the call.
All right.
Sorry that I forgot you were in that vehicle. I apologize.
You're working on the stats.
It's all good.
All right. Beer. Man. All right. So let's look at Sun Belt real fast. Coastal and South Alabama, the two undefeated teams. The difference between those two is that South Alabama's literally beat no one. Bowling Green, Jackson State, Southern Miss. Southern Miss used to be somebody, not anymore. Southern Miss has fallen. It's amazing. Because they've got a great recruiting base. Hattiesburg, Mississippi is a cool place.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Southern Miss is a fine university.
Yeah, Southern Miss is similar to Lafayette in size, you know.
Yeah, they've just really fallen upon hard times.
When they fired Bauer years ago, that was the end of it.
Coastal did not beat Buffalo the way they should have to be considered an elite Power 5 school. If you want to talk them and Cincinnati in the same breath, they you need to play better than that against the Buffaloes of this world.
And South Alabama plays Southern Miss this weekend.
Yes, yes. But and a lot of these teams, Southern Miss basically is, I think they've run through, they're going to play three or four games against the Sun Belt early on. And of course, they're a Conference USA team, right?
Yes, Southern Miss is, yes.
Yes. And one of the teams in Conference USA that is not carrying the torch. Conference USA for the longest time was always thought of as one of the top
group of five. Yeah, but not anymore.
No. You know, Louisiana Tech's not doing well. They're not doing well.
Yeah. South Alabama's in there. It's at the Middle Tennessee.
No, South Alabama is Sun Belt, in the Sun
Belt. That's right. But Middle Tennessee and Old Dominion.
Yeah, you're just not. Those Rice?
Yeah, Rice.
Where's Houston?
Houston's in AAC.
Yeah. So
soon to be Big 12.
So now Tulane's Conference USA, right?
No, they're in the AAC.
Okay.
With SMU, Houston, Tulsa.
So really, Memphis, Conference USA.
Cincinnati.
Bottom of the barrel.
Pretty much.
Might be. I mean, bottom of the barrel. Troy at 2-1, App State 2-1. App State's close loss to Miami. Still impressive, but how good is it? Miami just got throttled by Michigan State. So where does that put them? I don't know. Georgia Southern this week for the Cajuns. Georgia Southern is typically a top-tier Sun Belt team, but not this year.
They're not running the ball like they used to.
And, of course, they are a triple team. Now, they do it more out of the shotgun, I believe, now than they do from under. But they still are a triple-option type team, more pistol out of the shotgun. You don't have the quick hitter. That's why there's people that tried to install the wing tee out of the gun, and I just – one of the top plays out of the wing tee, in my opinion – I'm sorry, not one of the top play out of the wing tee is the quick-hitting trap, and it's the speed of which the trap hits, which you cannot duplicate out of the shotgun. You can get the football at the line of scrimmage inside a second with the wing tee trap.
Yes.
And so that's why a lot of your services and armed services, they've stuck. Although they do get in the gun because it helps in the passing game, you're still better off under center, in my opinion, when running the option. If you go into the gun, now you become – zone read, front side power read, you're running and RPOs. That's where you have to go if you want to be an option-type team out of the gun, which Coastal Carolina does a great job of. Arkansas State got smashed by Washington, 52-3. Now Washington's a good football team.
Yeah, but 52-3.
52-3. So I can't put them in the class of the Cajuns. It really looks to me like Cajuns, App State, Coastal, and of course the Cajuns have to play App State. People are pushing already. Hey, get your tickets for the App State game because that's going to be at Cajun Field. It's going to be a big one. Troy, you still got to prove it to me, Troy. They're 2-1, but I just don't know. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about I am in the minority, I think, with what people think about this new taunting rule in the NFL. And I'm going to put my lawyer in hat on.
Okay.
Just to make an argument. So many people are making these arguments about why the taunting rule is bad. And they're missing one thing. Like, big time, they're missing one thing. Which I'll bring up when we come back right here at Kane1240.com, 367-1240, 107.5 FM. See you in a minute.
The Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. The Sugar Cane Festival may have been canceled, but the Quarter Tavern second annual Fay Dodo will take place Thursday through Sunday. Thursday, Chubby Carrier and Zydeco Trio. Friday night, it's Sideshow. Saturday, the Cajun Company Band. And Sunday, the cast beginning at 10, the Bad Boys at 2. Once again, Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday from 5 to 8. Now on Thursdays, 3 to 6. Most drinks half price during happy hour. Follow them on Facebook.
Facebook for the monthly calendar and daily pop-up specials.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
If you need physical therapy, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our licensed staff is trained at the highest level to provide a customized treatment plan to give you the best results for pain-free living. Iberia Sports and Rehab has the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device, which assists the body to heal itself naturally. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia, keeping Acadiana strong and healthy. Visit isrehab.com.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221 or visit harrisheatcool.com.
At Arsenault Ford, we make it easy for you to purchase a vehicle that's customized just for you.
Our customer order program makes it easy. Pick your model, your package, your color, and accessories, then we'll have a special delivery just for you.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it. From signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
Welcome back. So, I'm a fan of Tom Brady. I think he's wonderful for the NFL. I mean, 44-year-old guy that's already, he's being mentioned for MVP this year already, along with Kyler Murray and a couple other guys. And, of course, it's way too early to,
oh gosh,
to figure that out. But still, he's... He started off – last year he started off slow, and everybody's like, oh, he's washed up.
Yeah. You know, I just can't believe Aaron Rodgers has won three MVPs and Drew Brees zero.
Yeah.
That's hard to believe.
But, you know, so much of that, it's luck. It's how your year compared to another. You know,
I don't know. I just – Rodgers is good, but Brees –
yeah.
Anyway.
Michael Jordan's the one that doesn't have near the MVPs that you think he should have. I think
he had three.
Yeah, but when you think about it, I mean, he was the best basketball player in the league for 7-8 years.
Yeah.
But, you know, every now and then just this guy will step up. And
Houston.
And I will say, it's the Don Shiels mentality I'm going to use, or the JT Curtis mentality. Don Shiels is now deceased, Wes Monroe.
Right.
JT Curtis still coaching 500-plus wins at John Curtis. They're never considered for Coach of the Year.
True.
Never.
True.
Because they're in a different league.
Well, they got so many good players, not necessarily exceptional ones, but so many good ones.
But they end up not being respected enough, in my opinion. Well, I think Tom Brady's kind of the same way. Now, of course, that's not the reason for Drew Brees. But sometimes you just become so good, it's like, oh, let's give the other guy, you know. Because it's humans voting.
Oh, I agree.
I mean, I look back, and this is a bad example, but when it's just talking about humans, I forget who got the Heisman when McCaffrey.
Give me the year.
It's Christian McCaffrey's senior year.
his senior year.
He got jacked because he plays football on the West Coast. I'm telling you, the guy, hands down, I forget who won. We'll check it out in a minute. I forget who wins it when McCaffrey won it. But McCaffrey, his stats, just everything he did, just blew the other guy away, especially for a runner. And he played on the West Coast. Nobody sees anybody play on the West Coast. They kick off.
Unless they play
Eastern
in the afternoon.
Eastern time, they're kicking off at 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I'm trying to think. It was at 17, 18. McCaffrey's been in the league 4 years.
Yeah.
So it would have been the 16, 17. So doing my math and my mind's, it seemed like it was a quarterback. I'm trying to remember which one.
Well, going back to the taunting. So Tom Brady, he's the latest one to come out, and he's hammering the taunting rule. Now, I'm not down on the field. I don't know exactly what's going on. But the prevailing argument from a lot of these players is, oh, they're just not allowing us to have fun. They're not allowing us to be happy. That is BS. That is wrong. You can be happy all you want. You can get up. I'm watching guys spin the football after a big play. I'm watching one do a cartwheel into the end zone. As he's scoring, the cartwheel was initiated while he was on the field of play.
That's right.
I'm seeing the big first down, which way back when, the first guy that I remember ever doing that was the tight end from Oklahoma. Was it Keith Jackson? Was the tight end from Oklahoma that played for the Dolphins?
Yes.
Keith Jackson. Yes. He was the first guy I ever saw do that. Every time he made a first down, he would stand up and bow up and give the big first down sign to the home side. And they're not calling penalties for that. They are calling penalties when you are having fun at the expense of someone else, which I think is fine. Bill Belichick loves it.
Yes.
He's an old school dude. I mean, I'm sorry, man. You don't need to get up and talk smack up in a dude's face. The other day, there's a tweet, and I can't believe this was caught. All he did was clap his hands. Well, the guy's mouth's moving, and Lord knows what's coming out of his mouth.
That's
Derrick
right.
Henry, Alabama.
I was thinking Henry, or I was thinking that it wasn't Mayfield, but Derrick Henry, yeah.
Derrick Henry, who, if I recall correctly, did not have near this. And look, I'm an SEC guy.
Yeah.
Okay? I am one of those guys. LSU fans get mad. How can you root for Alabama in the Final Four when LSU's not? I root for the SEC. I am one of those guys. I root for Southern football. I'm a Southerner. I root for Southern football. Unless I've got a tie, I rooted for Notre Dame for a few years because my buddy Terry Joseph was over there. Now he's at Texas. So I don't have to root for Notre Dame anymore. But yeah. I'm not a Notre Dame hater either.
I was thinking maybe it was one of the Oklahoma. You know, Oklahoma's quarterbacks, Murray. Did Murray win it? And so did our boy Mayfield. And
So Derrick Henry. And I, when we get off, I want to look at their stats and compare them.
And then the kid from A&M, Johnny Manziel.
Yep. Johnny Football. So I'm the whole taunting thing, I'm for it. I hope they continue to do it. That's me. You know, these days, the truth isn't actually the truth anymore. It's all, you know, people talk about what is your truth, which is the biggest BS in the world. Okay. What is your truth? Okay. No, it's not what is what it is. It's what is your truth. Well, and I'm taking a pot shot at Jacoby Brissett.
Okay.
The backup, and I'm going to stress the word backup for the Dolphins.
Okay.
So Brissett is asked, you know, being as a backup, are you ready to step up? Well, I'm not a backup. I'm a starter.
Whoa.
No, you're not, dude. Because if Tua Tagovailoa is ready to go, you're going to back up. So you know what? I don't care what your perception is. You're a backup, bro.
Yeah, he's behind Tua.
Okay. And I hope, look, if he plays, I'm a Fins fan. I want him to do well. But, I'm not a backup. I'm a starter. No, you're not. If it looks like a duck, if it walks like a duck, if it quacks like a duck, guess what? It's a duck.
Thank you. You can put a tuxedo on a pig, but it's still a pig.
hey, Brissett, over from New Iberia, Louisiana, Bayou Sports.
Thank you.
You're a backup. Just had to get that one off my
All
chest.
All right. You feeling better?
Yes.
Okay.
A little bit. I feel like I lost another quarter of a pound.
Sweat it off, Coach.
Fire at the Superdome.
Unbelievable. Won't affect the play, though, from what I understand.
No. So,
talk about pressure
evidently
washing.
There were guys pressure washing. They're going to paint. It was in the what they call a gutter tub.
A gutter tub. I think that's the dome drains itself.
Yes.
You know, they have a filtering system in there and all.
So in one of these gutter tubs where things, maybe they had some leaves. I don't know. Can you get leaves in the middle of New Orleans?
Yeah, they might blow.
Dust, sediment?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it might be. Yeah, they got birds that make nests, you know.
Yeah. Well, something caught on fire. But it looked worse than it is. I mean, look, in the world we're living in right now, it's 2021, all the BS going on. You know, if you're driving in New Orleans and you say, oh, my God, there's a terrorist attack.
Well, look.
They're attacking the Superdome, the Caesars Superdome.
You remember when Hurricane Katrina came through, there were reporters, they blew the roof off the dome. You know, I'm going, where are these people? You know, the styrofoam that came off and some of the turrets on the top of the dome were blown
and
off.
And, of course, things get spread so quickly.
Gee.
Just to give an example, in the last big hurricane it wasn't Ida, it was the one before that. But
talking about Lauren?
Yeah, I guess.
Or
it
Delta?
Went
up Lake Charles area?
I'm forgetting which one it was. I want to say it was one this year that maybe didn't hit Louisiana, but they said that there was somebody put it out there that there was this huge platform that cut loose and was running in the Gulf, which was huge news, and it gained traction. And it was a hoax. It was a complete hoax.
Yeah.
So people just run with stuff these days. But anyway, the Saints will play their October 3rd home game versus the New York Giants, the New York football Giants. They did have one person on the crew that was working with minor burns to his face, arms, and chest.
Yeah, that good, yeah.
Yes. So, they're, you know, bad news there, but good news, it's really not a big at all structural issue for the Louisiana Caesars Superdome. Formerly Mercedes, now Caesars.
That's right.
All hail Caesar.
Pretty much. Double down.
And, of course, you got the Caesars Sportsbook.
You split 10.
That's a conversation for a whole nother show, how betting now, the NFL welcomes betting.
Yeah, you split 8s and 10s.
They have completely jumped in bed with betting.
Sure. Yeah, oh, yeah. And at one time, they didn't want anything to do with Las Vegas.
Absolutely.
Boy, times have changed.
Oh, yeah. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to talk preseason Heisman prognostications and how off they were.
Oh, I hear you.
How you got some guys that were preseason Heisman talk that they're just trying to keep a job right now. Okay, so we're going to be right back. Remember, stay tuned after the show. We've got Lee K coming on with the Breakfast Club. But we'll be back with Bayou Sports right after these messages.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
The Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. The Sugarcane Festival may have been canceled, but the Quarter Tavern second annual Fade Dodo will take place Thursday through Sunday. Thursday, Chubby Carrier and Zydeco Trio. Friday night, it's Sideshow. Saturday, the Cajun Company Band. And Sunday, the cast beginning at 10, the Bad Boys at 2. Once again, Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main across from McDonald's, the best ring prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday from 5 to 8. Now on Thursdays, 3 to 6. Most drinks half price during happy hour. Follow them on Facebook for the monthly calendar and daily pop-up specials.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Hey, guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club.
Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
So to go back and support my statement about McCaffrey, when you compare Derrick Henry's stats that year to McCaffrey's, Derrick Henry did outrush McCaffrey 22-19 to 2019, but McCaffrey caught for almost 700 yards that year and also had over 1,000 yards as a kick returner.
And also, Henry played in 15 games.
Yes.
He played, well, at least 14.
Yes, played, yes. So, I still believe that McCaffrey, he got jacked. Just totally got jacked. Well, first I'm going to start with, I mentioned yesterday that Peyton, he might not care, talking about Peyton Manning, that what he says in his broadcast with Eli can ruffle some feathers. He may just not care at all. But I knew when he talked about the taping, when he talked about he was worried, they were always worried in the Patriots visitor locker room that they were being bugged, that they would have talks in the shower because they figured the shower wasn't bugged. Well, Ty Law took offense. He says, you know what? Let's be real. We were just all up in his head. And he talks about it. He says, and you know what? I do find it a little weird, meaning to use Peyton's words, that you got several guys getting together in the shower. So it takes a shot, right? Shot!
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right into the bow. So I just thought that was interesting. And I do, look, I love candid talk.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I always tried to be candid with the media as much as I could. It's no fun. You know, again, one of my idols, Steve Spurrier. Yeah, Lou Holtz is no fun to interview. You know, I know we're playing right this week, but boy, they've got a strong defense. I know they're giving up 38 points a game, but they've just had some bad breaks.
He's got that lisp, yeah. It's amazing.
But, you know, then you got Steve Spurrier. You know, he just comes out and he's like, boy, yeah, I'd love to hang 50 over there in, over there in Athens. Oh, I don't think anybody's ever hung 50 in Athens.
You know, I don't think when he was in Florida, I don't know. You know, he was the kicker and the punter. I think he was a punter, too. But I knew he's a kicker for Florida. He kicked extra points and field goals.
Oh, no, he was definitely the punter.
You know?
Yes, I seen him punt. So moving on to finish up, last little discussion of the day. So you come out at the beginning of the year, and the prognosticators, top 10, Heisman,
So in hopefuls. The odds.
Yeah.
The odds. So your best odds of winning, Spencer Rattler.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ugalele, number two.
Really? From Clemson?
Yes.
Whoa.
Bryce Hall, number three, running back from Iowa State.
Yeah.
None of those three guys, unless they,
come
I'm
on.
Talking, just go berserk. None of these three guys are going to. I don't know if any three of these. Rattler might be the only one that may end up being invited to the final, that has a shot of being invited to the final ceremony.
Just because he's going to throw it 40, 50 times
exactly.
a game.
Now, Sam Howell, North Carolina, they did start off with a loss, but he is having a solid year. Okay, he's got 250 yards rushing, 800 yards passing.
They're going to kind of be forgotten once
ACC. He is not playing poorly.
No.
Now, Bryce Young, yes, he is a top five guy.
Okay.
Bryce Young, Alabama, he's getting it done. Now, did not have a Heisman, arguably was outperformed by Florida's quarterback.
Yes.
In the Bama-Florida game.
Yes.
Now, in the first quarter.
Not the case.
Yeah, but for three quarters, Bryce Young was outperformed by Florida's quarterback.
Of course, it always, too, when the school puts out all this publicity, you know, these, and they do it.
Look at this guy. Derek King, Miami, was considered sixth best going in.
Yeah, he's.
I mean, they've lost two games.
Yeah.
They just. They're
good, good player, but he's just coming back from a serious knee injury in 8 months.
Keaton Slovis from USC, another one. I mean, come on, man. Okay, boy, they missed it on that one. JT Daniels. There's people in Georgia that want the other guy as the quarterback right
That's
now.
Right. That's right.
Now, again, I think JT can come around and do some things, but just Georgia's not really that good yet on offense. Now, they're really good on defense.
Georgia's had two Heisman winners.
Now, the ninth guy, Matt Corral, Ole Miss.
Yeah, he's one to keep an eye on.
Oh, well, he's the favorite right now. If you go to odds right now, he's one of the favorites.
Well, we'll find out next week when they play Bama.
And then, you know, the next one, Bijan Robinson, Texas. No, he's not. I don't see that
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, not a true freshman, no.
No. I don't think he's a true freshman, Bijan Robinson.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Very much so.
Now, right now, so your top five are at number five, Blake. Is it Corum? Blake Corum, running back, Michigan. 407 yards in three games.
All right.
So he's being mentioned. Howell is still up there.
Okay, from Iowa State.
No, Howell from North Carolina.
North Carolina, you're right.
As I mentioned before. Kenneth Walker. And gosh, doggone it, I'm not sure. I didn't put my notes. I'm not even sure who that. Google Kenneth Walker for me real fast. He's a running back. He's got 52 carries for 493 yards. Is that Michigan State? Yes.
Yes.
He's Michigan State.
Yes.
57 carries, 493 yards, 6 touchdowns.
All right.
So he's really the breakout guy, along with Corum from Michigan. So you got two runners from Michigan that are tearing it up. Now, Bryce Young listed it the second spot. Thrown for – he's 68%, 68 out of 100. Doesn't take a mathematician to figure that one out. 11 touchdowns. But the top guy, Matt Corral – not only a thrower, but a runner, 66 of 96, which puts him almost 69%, 3 yards short of 1,000, and also has 33 carries for 158 yards.
And like I said, in 2 weeks we'll find out. If they play Bama, I'm not sure where, if it's in Oxford or in Tuscaloosa.
And Nick's going to be pulling his hair out. I tell you, when you get that high shot of Nick's head.
Yeah, he's got a little papo haircut. Yeah.
No, he's not a young guy.
Oh, no.
He's not a young guy.
His birthday, he'll be 70. For 71 October, Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah. And I want to say that our guy, former Tulane guy, Matt Brown might be the oldest right now.
I think you're
coaching.
Right. I think
and
you
I think he's
right.
just a few months older than Nick.
Yes.
We talked about that in one of my first shows.
Yeah, they were born both in 51.
Yeah.
Mac played it.
The whole football life thing with Saban, I thought, because I've seen so much on Saban, I've already known a whole lot about him. You know, Derek used to talk about how he loves loud music and how he loves the Rolling Stones. And so there were a lot of things that I already knew. But I enjoyed listening to his wife talk.
Yeah.
And just how he really includes her.
To be a football wife, man, you've got to give up a lot.
Yep. But there's a lot of football wives that just aren't involved at all.
Yeah, you're right about that,
with
too.
No, but it is a true partnership with those two.
Oh, I agree with you.
It's a true partnership. Well, another day, another dollar. We got through hump day. Going to have some beautiful weather coming up once this north wind clears, and we're going to have some beautiful skies. Remember, get out there to Cane Row and go play some golf.
I just want to play one thing for you before we...
Did the Cards win last night?
The Cards just won't go away.
So did they win?
Yes, they did.
Yeah. Did the Reds win last night? Or
no, they didn't.
Okay, so we're done. Reds
not yet. You still
stick
got
a fork in them.
Yeah, well, what can you say?
The Padres I saw lost. I was trying to catch up this morning. I saw the Dodgers won a big one.
Yeah, the Dodgers did win. The Giants beat the Giants. You know, the Padres had this shot. The Cardinals swept them.
It was like
and then
tennis.
The Giants have split with them so far. Yeah.
All right, so on behalf of our wonderful sponsors, Mako Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, go see Dr. Todd, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, L.A. Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike Menville, Grubbs and Dalbor, Iberia Sports and Rehab, Arsenal Ford, the Quarter Tavern, Sugarcane Festival at the Tavern, United Fire and Safety, Gator Outdoors, Gritic Electric, give Jonas Hebert a call at 944-4547. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to KANE 1240 AM and K298 CQ 107.5 FM, New Iberia.
The voice of the Tesh.